This is TWiT.
Windows 8.1, Mini PC, Baytrail M, and Baytrail. So then we should probably say that we're probably going to be talking about Intel Core M a lot today.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about today necessarily. So, this ECS Leva PC is based on Baytrail. It's Silvermont. It's the same thing that you've found in tablets and that type of thing. It is essentially the same componentry that you would find in a, 8 to 10 inch Intel tablet running in a kind of desktop configuration, right? If you scroll down and look at the picture of the motherboard, right, it has connectivity like an Ethernet connection, two USB. One of them is USB 3. It is powered by USB, that little USB connector on the left there. That's the power supply input to this device. HDMI, VGA, passively cooled, totally silent. But it is going to have some performance trade-offs, right? Because it is a Baytrail-based device that most people or many people will try to run in a kind of traditional desktop environment, right? It does support Windows 8.1. If you scroll down even a little bit further on that page, you'll see a size comparison that compares the motherboard to an SSD. And if you look at those, you'll very quickly realize that it kind of puts things in perspective. It puts things into scale. Exactly how small this device is. And it's pretty impressive, the functionality it has. It has, like I said, gigabit Ethernet. It has wireless. It includes an 802.11n wireless card. It has 32 or 64 gigs of eMMC storage, which is, again, what you would find in a tablet or phone form factor, give you an idea, again, of the performance levels there. But it does support Windows 8.1. And after we published this, I think the day after, they actually announced a version using Windows 8.1 with Bing, which is the free version of Windows 8.1 that Microsoft is offering up to builders that are, delivering these super low cost devices. So you could even in theory get this with an operating system already installed, or at least a license for an operating system already in it, which is pretty impressive, right? Performance wise, it's an interesting discussion. It's not going to win any benchmarks. It's not going to.
What's that supposed to?
Yes, exactly. But it has, it will run desktop applications. It will run your standard Windows programs as long as you're comfortable with what the performance level will be. For example, HD playback, video playback, right? It will run 1080p in HTML5, but it doesn't run 1080p in Flash very well. It runs 1080p playback on MKV files as well. So, kind of hints towards some of the inefficiencies of Flash, but also in the performance of this particular device. Wireless performance was good. Power consumption was 3.2 watts at idle, 9.5 watts under a full load.
Modest.
Web browsing on this is good. Gaming is not really an option. You could do, I think Sebastian, who wrote the review for us, talks about, you could do retro gaming if you want to play.
A machine for Bejeweled if ever there was one. I want to give a shout out to Sebastian for also pointing out that this could be a net top PC. And when I hear that, we're talking about, home theater PC, streamer. We're talking about basic desktop functionality. Because the vast majority of things we do on our computers these days in offices for most people do not require a smidge of the power that's available in like a Core i5, much less a Core i7 processor.
Sure.
Could this be used as a server? Is there any sort of ability to connect large amounts of external storage on it?
So it has a USB 3.0 port, but there's no SATA connections or anything like that. So you could connect to an external SATA, RAID array or even single drive. You could do that. We also talked about would this be able to handle or work with and performance-wise be able to handle the Infinity TV network-based tuner card, right? Where maybe you have that hooked up on the network and this acts as the set-top box, but you definitely still have to have some kind of external USB storage to actually record those videos to. And you start getting into making things more complicated than just say, hey, why don't you just build a $400 or $500 computer at that point? This type of computer, I think if you look at the last page, there's a picture, he puts Ubuntu on it and then he shows it running Lords of the Realm 2, which is some, really, really old PC title that plays fine on it. There's a picture of the Fractal Design Core 3300 case next to the Leva PC. Right. And it gives you an idea of what kind of performance to expect based on what the size is. It's completely capable of running browser-based stuff. But
sure.
If you're the type of person that's going to have, like, if I look at my, you know, Chrome right now, I have probably 20 tabs open with stuff. You're probably going to be hitting some walls with that. You know, remember, it has 2 gigs of memory. Right. So there's complications there. But I think it for me, it's $180 as it is. And I think the Windows 8.1 version is like maybe $10 more, $20 more. So for $200 or less, you can basically get a completely functional, ready-to-go PC that you can just kind of experiment and play around with and see what neat things you can do with it as almost like a kind of a hobbyist tool, I guess. For a company that had not released any device like this, really, it has some cool stuff like that. USB powered and completely silent. Those are the types of things that make it stand out a little bit from something like that's much, you know, like the Gigabyte Bricks, much more powerful devices. But use more power and are considerably noisy. So maybe you have this sitting behind a TV and, you know, you run Netflix on it. It should be able to do that just fine, or HBO Go or something like that, as long as you have a way to control it remotely.
It's interesting to just kind of think about what's going on in terms of it's just the pro. I guess it's like, you know, we're used to seeing sort of laptop innards on the back of monitors or used for low-end desktops or all-in-ones. And now we're looking at an even more sort of, I don't know, thinned out, restrained version of that. I mean, I can't say, does $180 sound expensive for it or cheap? Because
$180? You know, you're essentially getting a Windows tablet without a screen.
Right.
Right? And without a battery, I guess. But you're also getting things
more
like
software than you'd get on a Windows tablet.
Right. Well, like I said, if you get the 8.1 with Bing, you will get an operating system with it. I don't think it seems like a lot of money, because it's probably on the edge, right? Because there are people that will be out there. It's like, well, if you spend $100 more or $150 more, you can actually build a full computer. And yes, absolutely, you can. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be bulkier. And it's not going to have the same flexibility. It's not going to be USB powered. It's not going to be silent. And this is, you know, obviously, if this were $110, something could be awesome. If it's not quite Raspberry Pi pricing or size, even really.
But it's a lot more powerful.
Yeah, and it runs x86, and you can just put Windows on it, and you can then experiment with the vast array of Windows software and web-based applications that are out there. So I think it's worth a look if you're just kind of if you think, man, it'd be nice if I had a computer to do this right here, and it's not a very taxing environment that you're looking for.